Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
So we have been talking a little bit about breath, about breathing, the air that comes out of our mouths.
Yeah, the CO2, you mean? Measuring CO2 in air. We're going to move far from carbon dioxide now to sexual arousal. Measuring sexual arousal in human breath.
Yeah.
You can do that now.
You can do that. And it comes from kind of an interesting place or an interesting person. The researcher, kind of the lead researcher, you could say, behind this question or behind this study, his name is Jonathan Williams. And for longtime listeners of this show, you might recognize that name. We've talked to him before. And the reason we talked to him before this was, I think it was 2016. It's that long ago.
We were speaking to him from a cinema, right? We were at the movie theater watching a movie, talking to Jonathan Williams about what you would be able to register in the air and the molecules in the air if we felt emotionally tense.
Yeah. So his backstory, real quick, he's at the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry here in Germany, originally from, I believe, the UK. And his career is kind of wild because the first question he ever really had, or at least this is what he said to me, was he wanted to go to a Bundesliga soccer game or football game and measure all of the air that's exhaled when a goal is scored. Like, whoa, yeah.
To see if you could register emotion.
Yeah, to see if you could, chemical biomarkers that would indicate what's going on there. Measure that air. And the game he went to was a 0-0 tie. it flopped. But it led to the idea, what if we measure the air coming out of a cinema? It's a perfect vessel. It's self-contained. The air is anonymous. Then we could measure how people react to movies. By the time we talked to him, he was in Manaus, Brazil, measuring
trees, atmospheric chemistry.
Yeah, what kind of air comes up off the trees or goes down onto it? I was never really clear on exactly what that study was.
And now he has pinned down whether you can measure someone's sexual arousal
through the air breath. We unfortunately this time did not have a chance to talk to Jonathan Williams, our colleague Yulia Fagin did. She's not here in studio with us now, so we're going to hop in the car, Gabe, and head to her new place, I guess.
She's working from home.
Yeah.
DW, made for minds.
So we are now sitting with our DW colleague, Yulia Fagin, and seeing your backyard, your garden for the first time. Pretty nice place to work from home.
That's true, yeah.
It's way nicer than I thought it was going to be.
Why? I told you it would be nice.
I just didn't think it was going to be as nice.
Let's get to the science. You talked to Jonathan Williams from the Max Planck Institute for Chemistry. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple studies. What was this one about?
Breath chemicals as particular markers for sexual arousal, that you can measure sexual arousal by measuring the breath of someone.
What are you measuring? What does it mean to measure someone's breath?
You measure certain molecules that we breathe in and out most of the time, and some trace elements are clear markers of sexual arousal.
So basically, if I'm turned on, mm-hmm. and I'm breathing air out of my mouth, various molecules out of my mouth, it's going to be clear to some tool measuring that air. Connor's turned on right now.
Well, what they did is, so they collaborated with the so-called sex lab at the University of Porto, and these people are sexual scientists. So what they did, they measured the genital arousal with particular sensors, and the atmospheric chemists, they measured the breath.
Speaking of the tool used to measure this, would the nose be good enough? Can we smell this kind of thing at all?
Yeah, that was my question as well. He called it the golden question, but they don't know yet. So what they don't know if we can perceive if someone around us is sexually aroused just by smelling their breath. We don't know that. But they saw, and the study was very, very small, just 12 men and 12 women. So it's a pilot study. More research has to follow. But they are pretty sure that what they've seen is, yeah, remarkable.
How did they get them turned on? How did they arouse them? What did they? Yeah.
They showed them different movies, 10 minutes long each. So there was a documentary, a nature documentary. There was a horror movie and a sex film. Can I say sex film?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pornographic film.
Yeah.
Yes, you can say that.
And that's how they measured. And then while these people were watching the sex film, they measured in the different ways I described before. They measured their potential sexual arousal.
Were they looking for a specific chemical or a specific molecule, or did they just notice, whoa, there's a lot of this every time the time the genitals are aroused?
Yeah, maybe I can say something about the trace elements they discovered. Mm-hmm. So they are called indole, cresol, and phenol. And indole is particularly interesting, Jonathan said, because in high concentrations it smells like shit. And in low concentrations, very, very low concentrations, like the ones we're breathing out, it's often used as part of perfumes. And he told me it's he assumes that it's part of perfumes to give it those kind of sexy smell. Yeah.
You used the S word back there, Yulia. Thanks a lot for that, by the way. But did you mean literally it smells like feces?
We breathe out a chemical when we're aroused, when human beings are aroused, we breathe out a chemical that in high concentrations resembles the smell of fecal matter. That's a fact about humans that we know now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird. That's just really strange. Does he have a goal? I mean, I don't know. Gabe was talking about the human nose. I was thinking, you know, we've talked recently about, for example, CO2 detectors that people can carry around in their pockets mm-hmm. and measure the air in a room. Mm-hmm. In theory, you could have a turned on detector, an arousal detector in your pocket and kind of carry it around with you and try. I mean, it's disgusting. It's a horrible way to think. But what's...
No, that'd be a really important tool for me as I walk around to know.
Who's turned on?
Yeah.
No.
Why? No, Jonathan said the sexual scientists, they were really excited about those findings because for those people working at the sex lab, it's really hard to find people taking part at certain studies because it's always very invasive what you and you want to measure sexual arousal. But if you could just measure it by measuring the breath, would be much less invasive, and that's what they were excited about.
Does this surprise either of you, that this happens with the body? That when we're in an aroused state, that it manifests itself in other places? I'm not sure I'm wowed by this one. And every time a study has sex in it, everyone's automatically interested in it. I don't know if this time I'm amazed by it.
I guess one thing I'm thinking is that I was thinking when we were talking just now, is the fact that it's probably, even if you can smell it, even if our human noses are that sensitive and we've been aware of arousal without even realizing it, I'm not sure it's all that relevant because there are other cues, right? Face might be flushed. I think we can tell if another person's pulse is up just by the way they're moving and agitate. There are all sorts of cues. So yeah, I don't think this is all that relevant there.
Well, Yulia, thank you for inviting us to your wonderful garden here.
But we didn't hear Yulia's take.
You spoke to John Williams yourself. I mean,
so the question was,
did it surprise you?
Did it surprise me? Not really. But my the biggest question I have is, can we perceive it, the breath, the sexual arousal of another person via the breath? That's the interesting question for me. And
do you wish that we could? How awful would that be if you could walk around Deutsche Welle smell?
Yeah, maybe we do all the time. Maybe we. I'm not sure if it's important that we kind of consciously smell it. I don't want that. But maybe we already perceive it. We kind of perceive all the signals, and breath is just one of them. Yeah. And I would be interested to know whether we can perceive it. But as I said before, I think for sexual scientists, this is a really cool thing. And so that was...
Yeah. Is it cool for you out there listening to this? Let us know at su@dw.com. Again, Yulia, thank you.
You're welcome.
DW. Made for Minds.